Estevan, SGT. Tyler McMillan is one of the most tenured members of the Estevan Police Service. He started training at the Saskatchewan Police College in August 2001 and officially joined the EPS ranks a few months later. He recalls that when he was growing up in Kerryvale and going to high school in Carnduff, he interacted with some of the members of the Carnduff RCMP. He witnessed the difference the officers made in the community and the active role they took. While studying at Brandon University and Assiniboine Community College, he interacted with the officers in Brandon, too. His career objective was in law enforcement, but he had a degree in agriculture business in case policing didn't pan out. It was recommended to apply everywhere because you never know what agency's looking first. I did apply to the RCMP and I applied to different municipal agencies in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, and Estevan was the first to hire me, said McMillan. Ray Delorme was the police chief of the day. Former police chiefs Del Block and Shelley Jan were part of the hiring committee. I told myself I would honor this agency and this community. Estevan's home and I love it. I wouldn't change anything. McMillan said he loves the variety associated with the job. When he arrives for the start of his shift, he knows he's going to encounter something different in the ongoing effort to help the community. I've always said I love being around people, and with policing, that's what we do as the public service, said McMillan. There are challenges and tough times in policing. There have been tragic incidents, and it becomes more personal because of the amount of time he has spent in the community. He also has to remain up to date on courts, case law and new laws that are introduced. He believes the EPS is doing a better job of handling cases related to mental health and addictions than it did when he joined. The EPS is trying to look at root causes of those types of cases, he said, because of the toll they can take. Working for a small service not only gives him a chance to become better acquainted with the community and his fellow officers, but it also allows him to gain specialties. He enjoys patrol and was involved in the school resource program. I still try to get to schools when I can. I love going to classrooms and seeing the students, said McMillan. He was the EPS's K-9 officer from 2006 to 2014, when he teamed up with police dog Harvey. They proved to be a great duo. They won a gold and a silver medal at the World Police and Fire Games, and at the Canadian Police K-9 competition. They finished second twice to Officer Tobin Tisdale with the Canada Border Services Agency in North Portal and his dog Holly. It was fun to work with a dog. Whether it was demonstrations or in the field, Harvey was a very good dog and very good at what he did. So that was a highlight. That was probably the best section. McMillan also worked as a plainclothes officer, allowing him to handle some major files and drug-related calls. He was promoted to sergeant in 2015, which he said has been a challenging and rewarding experience. Last November, he was among the EPS members presented with a Queen's Platinum Jubilee Medal during a ceremony in Estevan. But the best part of the job is knowing he has made a difference in somebody's life, he said. He doesn't expect to receive a thank you call from a member of the public after handling a call, but it's nice when they do come in. In the community, McMillan has been a big part of the Estevan Curling Club. He recently moved into the president's role in place of Devin Fornwald, and he has volunteered for the committees that brought provincial and national curling events to Affinity Place. It's been good to meet people outside of policing and be part of something pretty special, said McMillan. He started curling when he was in grade 8 and remained in the sport at the high school and junior levels. He remained a competitive curler in Brandon. He also helps out with the youth curling leagues in Estevan. His daughter is now an avid curler, so when he's not busy working, he's traveling with her to different competitions. For about 7 years, I did the Sunday youth program and then moved to the Tuesday, said McMillan. We got other coaches now for the Sunday kids, and then the youths on Tuesdays. I still do from 6 to 7 p.m. And it's just fun watching these kids develop and get better with their skills. I just hope that some of them keep doing it and continue on and curl for their high school years, and if they choose to go into junior playdowns and adult stuff, that would be even better. It's also been fun to volunteer with hockey and baseball events in the city, he said. McMillan is in the midst of growing a mustache for Movember once again this year. The late Jay Pearson, a longtime constable with the Epps who was the community leader in raising funds for Movember for years, brought McMillan into the fundraising campaign years ago. Since he passed, I've just made a point of sticking with it, and, Epps Sergeant Evan Handley and I, we always have a couple more from the office who join in. It's fun to try to raise money for a good cause, said McMillan. Last year his goal was $1,400 but he wound up raising $2,800 for the Movember Foundation, which supports men's mental health, suicide prevention, and the fight against prostate and testicular cancer. This year his goal is $2,000, and he has raised about $1,400 as of Friday afternoon. And while there's a little more gray hair in his mustache than in previous years, he thinks this year's growth is looking pretty good.